am Tamara Wallace with KFRM 550 AM, and I'm with Zach Duchino with the USDA. Zach, can you tell us about the disaster safety net and price support assistance?
Yeah, it's an important tool for all of our producers across the countryside, but especially for those of us out there in the Great Plains, our producers in the Kansas, Oklahoma, Colorado region, so really important for your listeners. We've got a broad array of disaster programs. Most can be found in our supplemental disaster assistance programs. Those are ELAP, LFP, LIP, and EFRP. Producers can stop in their local offices. We've got really good state executive directors in all those states to help you find your way through those programs. In addition to those programs, we've also got our Conservation Reserve program. We've got the opportunity to engage with local resource concerns through our Conservation Reserve Enhancement Program. And we've got a growing interest that we're meeting in our Grassland CRP program, which is really a working lands program where producers can receive a rental payment for a 10 to 15 year contract to actually enhance their grazing practices and not reduce production. We really believe that production and conservation can happen on the same land at the same time. So that's that suite of programs. Hope your producers are interested. Feel free to check in at your local offices. My email and phone number are on our website. Producers are encouraged to use either one of those as they see fit. And I look forward to hearing from you.
And Zach, can you tell us about the Climate Smart Agriculture?
So one of the things that's important to acknowledge is that we are in climate change in this country, and we've got to mitigate the impacts. So what we're doing in our suite of programs is helping to incentivize producers to ensure that they can preserve their income stream while they contemplate other options. We partner with our sister agency, the Natural Resources Conservation Service, as they administer the Partnerships for Climate Smart Commodities partnership program, and we will serve as the back office, if you will. Producers come in to get a farm number through us so that they can meaningfully participate in that program, which is really driven by the greater ag industry in cooperative agreements with industry and trade organizations.
And Zach, can you tell us about the improvements with farm loans?
This is one of my favorite subjects. We have got to do ag finance differently in this country if we want to have different outcomes. We're working to streamline access to our farm loan programs by winnowing away some of the information that we don't need in an application, shortening that application. We're working on a fast track approval process where producers can get a more timely decision. And we're also working on reframing the conversation around ag finance so that we're putting our best tools on the table to start with instead of waiting for things to go bad. This way producers can use our farm loan programs to amass some working capital that they can deposit in a bank and then really be bankable. It's a flawed notion that just because you can borrow money at a bank, you're bankable. You're kind of captive to the system. So our goal is to make sure producers have some production income left at the end of the year where they're a depositor and a stakeholder in that relationship.
And I have been speaking with Zach Duchino with the Farm Service Agency of USDA, and I am Tamara Wallace with KFRM.